Welcome to episode 2 of Authentically You, and I cannot believe that I am finally starting something that a lot of people have been asking for quite some time. But I want to go ahead and take a second to give some gratitude and just say thank you to a very good friend of mine. A shout out to Audrey, because if it wasn't for her, I probably would not even be taking this up again, because I feel like I tried to start this a couple years ago, and it was something that I really loved, but I just felt like I just didn't really have the time for it. And a lot of people kept telling me that, you know, you should start a podcast and you should share more about your thoughts and the things that you say. But I finally have the time, and I finally want to sit down today and just talk about a lot of the things recently that I feel like a lot of people can also relate to as well. It's 2025, and of course with the new year, I think everyone is trying to start new goals. We're always trying to write down new manifestations and make a vision board and just be a better version of ourselves. But I think sometimes in the very beginning of the year, it can be very detrimental or just hard, because it's like, it's a new day. And it's not like we wake up and within 24 hours overnight, we become a brand new person. And I feel like this is something that a lot of us struggle with. And, you know, even for myself, I had to really rethink about what I've been going through for the last year, if not 2 years. And I finally woke up out of what felt like a slumber, you know, and I was going through like a breakup, and I've been feeling some type of way, and my mindset and just the things that I wanted for myself just really wasn't there. I couldn't really make music again. I just didn't really feel like showing myself on camera. And I feel like the type of person that I was just wasn't really truly me, and I was definitely isolating myself and trying to stick to a routine or just trying to go to the gym on a daily basis. I felt like it was so hard, you know, and sticking to a routine sometimes it seems like it's the end of the world, because one day it's good and one day it's not, and one day you're up and then one day you're down. And you know, just like life, there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable situations that we go through as well, right? And for me, it was like trying to find something, finding that balance, just finding that routine of the consistency, the discipline, the motivation. It was hard, and it was really hard to get out of this kind of laziness, unmotivated energy, if you will. And I felt like I really had to sit down and rethink myself, my life, my choices, what I wanted, who I wanted to be. And so at the beginning of the first week into January 4th, it was uncomfortable, because I knew that because this is a new year, in order for me to step up to become the person that I want to become, I have to do the uncomfortable thing, which is do things I've never done before, or let alone start over and redo the hard thing that I never wanted to try again, right? And sometimes I feel like in our lives, we stop at every little hiccup in the road. And if we can just take a step back, take a moment to give ourselves grace and find value in the things that we've done and how far we've come, to see how much efforts we've put forward, or to see how much that we've gone through to become this very strong, courageous person, right? And a lot of times I feel like we're just so negative on who we are. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, we nitpick a lot of the things about ourselves, our flaws. We're not skinny enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not the most amazing friend, if you will. At least we think that, and we let this inner voice take over the type of person that we want to be. And at the start of this year, I had those thoughts, and it was really, really hard to get out of it. And I had a very good friend of mine, Josh, who came into town, and he was here to celebrate his birthday, celebrate the New Year's. Despite me having fun. I just felt like for the first time, moving away from family, plus with the holidays, was already challenging enough. And for those that don't know, I ended up moving to New York, and this was a very big change for me. It was actually really hard because it was just on a whim where I felt for some reason called to move to New York, because while I was living in Texas and I enjoyed my time with my friends and my family, I was just depressed and I was paycheck to paycheck, and I just felt like my life was at a standstill and I wasn't moving, I wasn't growing. I felt like every day was just repetitive, you know? And I feel like sometimes when that happens, it's like we're so comfortable and being content in our routine that we don't want to try anything. And I remember for the first time when I first moved here, it was like this big awakening. It made me realize that I never actually took the time to even explore Dallas, let alone meet new friends. Like my first month when I was here in New York City, it was crazy because I was going out and I was meeting friends left and right and being this social butterfly. And I was like, wow, why is this? Why am I putting myself out there? Whereas in Dallas, I never even thought about even making a connection. I never even wanted to go out or go party or do things that was fun or go to events that felt like a good connection for social media, right? And I felt like a lot of it was maybe because it was a place that I grew up in and I just didn't really care for that, nor did I ever think about the things that I really wanted for myself, because again, I was just very content with my routine and I was comfortable with where I was at. And then I moved to New York, and it was interesting because for the first time, I did a lot of the things that I actually never did. And I hopped on friends, you know, Bumble for friends to meet new people and then engage with a lot of different connections. And, you know, I ended up getting invited to events, and all of a sudden everything just started clicking, and all of a sudden things just started aligning. And it was like a really beautiful thing. But, you know, talking about routine and things like that, like, that was hard in itself, because moving here and trying to start over, I didn't really know where or what or who I should be, right? And I was like, well, I have to start with what I know. And when you start with what you know, one little step at a time, my aunt used to always tell me, a 1,000-mile journey starts with the first step today. And if you just put your first foot forward, put your first foot in the door, without thinking, without even having all those negative thoughts, but you just do it, right? Don't think and you just do. A lot of times, it kind of creates the snowball effect, because if you just start, it builds up that momentum. And when you have the momentum, eventually things start to align for yourself. There's a lot of hard things in our lives that we have to choose from, right? Life is filled with hard choices, but every choice leads to growth. I think the question isn't whether or not something is hard, but it's which hard would you rather choose to face? Because we can either choose the hard that leads to improvement or the one that keeps us stuck, you know? And going back to trying to find a routine or trying to go to the gym, like, I recently just started going to the gym in the last 2 weeks, and I will say the first week was difficult because I was trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to fit this into my day-to-day routine? Do I really want to wake up early? You know, I love my nighttime routine where I just sit on my phone and I brain rot and I scroll and all this stuff. And, you know, there was just talk about TikTok being banned and all this stuff as well too. And I was like, okay, well, the first thing is, if I want to become a better version of myself, let me at least start with the vision board. And I started piecing together the type of person that I wanted to be this year. You know, I wanted to eat healthier, eat clean. I wanted to do more, you know, that involve content. And I wanted to at least become a active athlete and, you know, eventually down the line, like, be very fit. I want to lose 30 pounds and all these things. And I want these things, but they're all in my head. And you know, if you haven't done this already, I highly, highly recommend for you to go and make a vision board, not just on your phone, but also physically, so that you have a physical goal and thought process of everything that you're wanting to manifest and things that you want to bring in, right? Because manifestations isn't just about thinking about the things that you want, but it's also putting it on paper and then turning your thoughts into a reality. Because when you think about something, you have to realize everything started with a thought, right? And when you put this into a physical form, it's as if your brain already registered subconsciously that it's working towards that. It's something that you want to achieve, or in a way, it's almost like you already did achieve that. And so every day when you wake up and you're looking at this thing, you're telling your brain and your body energetically that that is what you want, and that is something that you want to bring in. And you can't just manifest something, because this is where things go wrong and people think that, okay, if I want to manifest something, that all you have to do is think about what you want and then boom, $1 million is going to fall into your lap. No. If you want to manifest something, you still have to put forth the efforts and the work. You get what I mean? But visually having the goals and visually placing that in front of you allows you to work more towards that, because at least you have a vision and you have something that is right in front of you that is allowing you to be driven and motivated and follow that. Because there's a lot of people that is on autopilot, and we go through life just breezing through without any vision. It's almost like we hop in a car and we have no destination. And if you have no destination, you're not going to really have an end goal, nor are you going to ever grow, nor are you ever going to become the best version of yourself, because you never thought about other things in your life. Because again, sometimes some of us might be content with where we are, or we're scared, or there's fear of judgment and fear of success and fear of failure. But, you know, fear is nothing but fear itself. It's a feeling. And if you can overcome that feeling, you start to realize that it's something that your brain tells you whenever you want to sing on stage. And perhaps maybe when you were younger, maybe you got booed off stage. Or perhaps it's you wanting to go to the gym and work out, but then, you know, maybe you don't know how to work out, or maybe you got made fun of when you were younger for being too skinny or being too fat, right? And so a lot of these unlimited beliefs that we have on ourselves, a lot of the times, a lot of people have put this on us, and we feel like these are our truths, but that's not true. Now that I've had my fair share of life and trials and errors and tribulations, I've come to realize now at the fresh age of 28 that life is really about unlearning those opinions and those judgments that people put on you, because those weren't you. Who you used to be and the most authentic version of you was before all of that, when you were in middle school and you were so excited to draw and you were so happy. But then you go into high school and people think that drawing is lame, or they think that painting is just for losers and nerds and whatever. And then you started shying away and chipping away at your own light. You get what I mean? You know, I got tired. I got so tired this year, especially moving into this new year with this new energy of just feeling not pretty enough and not feeling like I was healthy enough. And I just got tired. I got tired of being lazy. I got tired of not showing up for myself. I got tired of not having boundaries for myself. And so I was like, you know what? No more of that. No more of giving myself up to people and filling up other people's cups before my own and letting go of my time and my things and my attention, because you have to really value your time. Time is very valuable. And everything in life is hard. I want you guys to understand this part, because it's like being broke is really, really hard. Trust me, I know, because in these last few months, 3 months of being in New York City, I live paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes I'm getting by $5, and sometimes I have to ask a friend for $20. And you know, you can't believe everything online, because you think with a lot of followers that people have a bunch of money and all this stuff, but no, that's not true, you know. But at the same time, it's like I'm trying to do better, I'm trying to be better, but that's not the point, right? But being broke is hard. But also trying to become financially free and become wealthy is also really hard. And you can't just compare everything that you see to the online world, because everything is a facade, everything is fake. No one really talks about the true way of life, of how they got there, or nor do they talk about the struggles that they've been through. You get what I mean? And you have to understand that, like, at the end of the day, through it all, you have to choose your heart. When you're standing at a fork in the road, do you want to lose weight, or are you going to go eat that amazing burger, but that you know that's not good for you, that's eventually going to be detrimental to your health? Or are you going to be at that fork in the road, and are you going to stay disciplined and stay motivated because the highest version of you wakes up every single day at 6 a.m.? Or are you going to stay up until 4 a.m. watching your TV shows and then sleep all day and wake up at 1 p.m.? You get what I mean? So you have to really reevaluate yourself. And one of the things that I actually recently did in these last 2 weeks, and actually the other day, was because I have been building this momentum and I have been starting this new routine. I started waking up at first, it's like baby steps, right? And you have to start with what you know. And so I knew that trying to wake up at, you know, 5 a.m., 4 a.m., that was going to be really hard. But I knew that if I started waking up at 7 a.m. and then 6:45 and then 6:30 and then 6, eventually I'll get there. The first week was very hard. And honestly, in New York City, it's 18 degrees outside, 20 degrees outside. It feels like it's 12 degrees. You think I really want to go work out in this weather? No, I don't. But I knew that if I show up for myself and I believe in myself and I trust in myself, I'm investing my time into me, and no one can take that away from me. And I feel good after I go to the gym and I sweat and I have all the endorphins running in my stream. And I feel amazing because the first thing that I chose today was me. I woke up and I chose me. I woke up and I made my bed, and I woke up and I decided that I was going to show up for myself today, and I was going to go work out because that's something that I said that I was going to do, and therefore I am in alignment with myself. Sometimes we want the things in our lives, but we say one thing and then we do another, and then we think another. You get what I mean? If you say something, do something, and think something all differently, you're out of alignment. In order to be in alignment and have the universe give you what you want, you have to show up for yourself and do the things that you say that you're going to do and think the things that you really feel. Because when you are truly, truly in alignment, everything within the universe, it flows through you and to you at ease. And it doesn't come with any struggles. It doesn't come with any stress or worries or anything that is going to make you feel like it's not for you. You will know that it is for you, because that's the beauty of the universe. The universe isn't just here to work with you, but it's here to work for you and through you. After the second week, and I started waking up at 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m., I realized that by the time I finished and I got home from the gym, it was only 6:30 to 7 a.m. And, you know, I work from home, so I don't start work until 9 a.m. I work from 9 to 5, but I had 2 whole hours to myself in the morning. One amazing thing that I love to do in the morning that I highly recommend to do if you have the time to just spare is, like, right when you wake up, they say that the first hour is so important. And it's true, because that's when your alpha waves and your brain waves are the most manifesting, most intuitive, most absorbing. And so if you're going to wake up and you're going to check your phone and you check your emails and you check all these things, think of it as you're a battery package and you wake up and you're at 100%. But then the minute that you start depleting your energy of these levels, where you're giving your energy to this person or you're giving your energy to social media, or you open up your feed and all of a sudden the first thing that you see is someone skinny, and all of a sudden the negative thoughts run in and you have a bad day because you don't feel good enough or you don't feel like you did enough for yourself. Does that make sense? So the first hour is very important. If you don't touch your phone and you spend it to yourself and your time, let your brain just unwind. Set the intention for the day. Think about how you want this day to go. Think about the things that you want to bring in, the feelings that you want to bring in, the connections that you might want to have today, and pull in gratitude. if it's too much to list 10 things that you're grateful for, then start with 3. If 3 is too much, then start with 1. What's one thing that you're grateful for today? You woke up. You have 2 hands. Your eyes work. You have a voice to talk. You have 2 working legs. The sky is blue. There's so many things to be grateful for. And it baffles me because every time when I ask this question to friends and things and people who don't practice gratitude, you hear them say, I don't know, like, you know, my family, my job, like, I don't know. And it's crazy because abundance is all around us if you just look for it. When you look at the apartments in the sky, when you look at the leaves on the tree or the fruits in the supermarkets, the cars on the roads, right? There's abundance all around us, but we don't take the time to sit down and realize what's actually right in front of us because we're so busy. And we're so busy trying to be busy that we don't give ourselves the time to actually sit down and just enjoy just for a second. To take in the space of how amazing the sun feels today, to take a walk outside for 5 minutes to realize, wow, this breath of fresh air is so nice, or to hear how quiet the world is at 6 a.m. when you wake up at that time, right? Like, there's so many different things that we forget to actually enjoy in the bliss of the moment because we're so accustomed to being busy after COVID happened and after all these different things in the world, from the fires to the shootings to the killings to the stabbing. Like, everyone's on this like functional freeze state of just go, go, go and move, move, move all the time. No one has had the time to catch their breath. No one's had the time to stop and just be like, you know what? I can breathe. I can relax. And it's almost like when we try to relax, it's like we can't relax because we feel like it's almost guilty to relax because we have so much to do and places to be and so many things to complete. But you have to give yourself grace. Allow yourself to slow down. Allow yourself to be present in this moment. To allow yourself to enjoy who you are in this moment and escape the past, escape the future, escape your thoughts just for a second. But early in the mornings, what I love to do is I love to listen to affirmations. And it's crazy because I used to be very skeptical of this, but it really has rewired my subconscious mind. It really has changed my brain waves and the way that I think about myself, because you can change your negative thought patterns through repetitive repetition of the things that you're listening to. If you wake up every day and you think about yourself of how ugly and how fat you are and how you don't do this X, Y, and Z, of course, you're never going to reshape yourself, right? But if you wake up and you say that, I am abundant, I am full of love, I am a money magnet, I am deserving of all good things that happen to me, I'm exactly where I need to be. There's a lot of love that you give to yourself if you give yourself that first hour in the mornings to sit down, to journal, to listen to these affirmations. And if you guys don't even know where to start with affirmations, or even if you choke up saying it, you don't even have to say it. There is an amazing YouTuber, her name is Lavendaire, and you can literally look up her morning affirmations for high energy, for self-love, for money, for power, self-confidence, whatever you name it. She has a bunch of different affirmations that I love to just put on in the background, 10 to 15 minutes, and immediately I feel light. Immediately my day just feels good, you know, and it's because I'm giving myself the time to rethink these things that I never thought before. Like, I am enough. I am safe. I am secure. These are the words that oftentimes we needed to hear, and we had to nurture our inner child. And, you know, now that we're growing up to be this adult version of ourselves, we have to learn to reintroduce ourselves back to our inner child and be kind to our inner selves and the things that had happened. Because just because you had a really rough past, that doesn't mean that that's who you are. If you grew up poor, that wasn't your fault. But if you stay poor, that is your fault. If you grew up in a very negative home, that wasn't your fault. But if you always stay negative, that is your fault. You get what I mean? You have the power and the choice to choose the life and the direction that you want. You have to choose your heart. Choose which life that you actually desire and want. Because if you don't care enough about yourself, no one is ever going to care enough for you. If you don't love yourself enough in that way, no one's ever going to love you deeply enough. It all starts with you. People used to always say, take the time to look within, take the time to spend time with yourself so that you know yourself. And no one actually ever explained this, but it's true. Take the time to listen to yourself, your soul, your thoughts. What do you want? What do you think about? What are you ashamed of? What are you guilty of? What do you want to let go of? What are you still thinking about to this day? Because we let our thoughts consume us 100% of the time. And then we feel guilty and we feel shame. And when we lay ourselves to sleep at night, our thoughts eat us alive because we feel bad. We did someone wrong. We cheated. We stole. And whatever the situation may be, you have to let it all go. You have to understand that no matter what had happened in your life, nothing was your fault. Everything had to play a part in order for life to unravel the way that it is, if that makes sense. You're probably asking, well, how is it not my fault? Because I did those things. You have to understand that life in itself is already going to happen with or without you. There is already a destiny, a way of life. There's already a road that is happening with or without you. And yes, maybe you did choose these choices to do certain bad things, but again, it's not your fault. There's a lot of different outside factors, and who are we to sit here to say what's good and what's bad? Because anything can be good and anything can be bad. A flat tire could be good or bad. Some of us might think that it's bad to get a flat tire, but you can also change your perspective and look at it like, well, maybe this is my way of telling me that I need to slow down. The universe is telling me I need to spend more time with my family. The universe is telling me that I should take this time to really just rest, right? It's all about perspective and how you look at things. Don't take everything in life so negatively when they happen. Let's say you're on a flight. I recently saw a follower on Instagram. She's devastated because someone stole $3,000 worth of camera content. And of course, that's sad and it's devastating and it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't. None of these things should have had happened, right? The LA fires, none of that should have happened. But like everything in life, give or take, there is a deeper, higher purpose to that. There is a silver lining to that because it's saying that there's something better coming in and the universe had to take it away in order to make space, in order for you to let go of the things that's no longer serving you or your higher purpose. You have to let it go. You will never grow if you don't let things go. You will never grow if you don't choose the hard choices in your life. You'll never grow if you actually don't learn from the mistakes of your past. It's very easy to be this person and make mistakes once or twice, but when you let it become a habit, then it shapes you into this other person of whether it's a good or bad thing. But again, who are we to depict on what's good or bad, right? The only thing that you can do at the end of the day is stay true to yourself. Be authentic to yourself. At the end of the day, who you choose to be is your choice. Happiness is a choice. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 2 of Authentically You. I hope that you guys can take some information away from this and hopefully move into 2025 with some better ideas, some better goals, better aspirations. But like always, with love and light, I wish you guys an amazing week, and I will tune in with you guys next week. But thank you so much for listening.